My fellow Toa and I stood in a small chamber, waiting for the one who would lead us to our next and supposedly most dangerous task. In the meantime, we checked our weapons and armor for any damage and got caught up on each other's adventures. It was a good way to hide any worries we might have. Anwa was saying. Why? I asked. Answered Pohatu. What about you, Liwa? I said to the Toa of Air. Where did Tahu send you? Shrugged Liwa Nuva. Asked Tahu, never looking up from his scorched armor. Kopaka looked even worse after their struggle to cap erupting volcanoes. The words, spoken softly, came from a Matoran who stood in the doorway. Asked Kopaka. The Matoran just smiled. The world suddenly blurred around us. When our vision cleared again, we were standing with the Matoran on a desolate beach. Said the villager,